Yud Beis Tammuz, Thursday the 10th of July, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, Aseh Lecho Rav, Rav Popping.
There's an Oedika Maisa, and this man of the Noedib Yehuda. You do Oedika Maisa, the Noedib Yehuda had a Talmud, tremendous Talmud, who unfortunately over the years went down and down and eventually became a Galach. Ad kedei kach. So can you imagine the Talmud of the Einige Noedib Yehuda talking such a thing? The Noedib Yehuda was shocked how his Shaykh, his Talmud, to become a Galach. So Bekitza, you find out where he was, what he's doing. They wanted to see, maybe I can speak to him. Maybe it's Shaykh, maybe I can say a few words. Maybe there's something to speak to over there. So they found out over there the Maizazo. They said, listen, we're going to go there. We're going to see when he goes for his daily stroll. There's obviously a time that he went for his stroll. They went to see him, and they would say like this. If he looks at me and acknowledges me, no, all right, and I know there's something to talk about. But if he completely ignores me, then I know that there's nothing to speak about. So they found out when was this man that this Galach used to go on his weekday little stroll over there every single morning. And the Noedib Yehuda stood over there waiting for him in the corner. And this Talmud of his, the Galach that was surrounded by all of his people, saw his older Rebbe, the Eidegger Noedib Yehuda, and he saw him and he stopped and he said, Rebbe, and he bowed down and he kissed his hand. Noedib Yehuda said, ah, Baruch Hashem, maybe there's something to talk to. So he decided, no, come, let's have a talk. So he went to have a discussion with him and he asked him the following question. He said, how is it, Shaykh? You were sitting in yeshiva yoyimam v'loyla. You were learning Torah, you were machadish chedushim, unbelievable. And now you're a Galach? What's pshat? He says, I'll tell you, the Maisa goes like this. It was, everyone knows, in those days, when you had Bochum in yeshiva, so they didn't have a dormitory, they didn't have a nice fancy yeshiva with all nice food and everything served to you. They had to sort of go to the balabatim over there, they stayed there, they ate there, whatever it was. The most that they got was a little bit of leftovers from the family. This fellow over here, had a problem. He went to a house that there was Lemaisa people, big family, Baruch Hashem. There wasn't so much money. They barely had food to feed him. Came to his man of Pesach. So Pesach, on the best of times, everybody feels hungry, right? Automatically a person feels hungry even when he's got lots of food on Pesach because we're lacking something. So this fellow was sitting in the house over there and they weren't giving him much food. He was poshut starving. All of a sudden, the shayla erupted in the kitchen. They're shayla with the potato kegel. Is it chometz? Is it not chometz? Yes, ben yom, not ben yom. I'll answer shayla. So they decided, listen, we need a Rav. So they called the Talmud of the Noedib Yehuda. They said, listen, you're a Talmud of the Noedib Yehuda. Please, go to the Rebbe. Go to the Rosh Yeshiva. Ask him the Shaila. Mutar Asa. Said, sure, no problem. Takes the Kegel in his hand. Off he goes to his Rebbe's house. And he goes over there and he says to his Rebbe, here's the Shaila. He presented all the Tzadim, all the different situations. And the Noedib Yehuda was thinking this way, and he was thinking that way. The Gemara in Chulin, the Ritva over there. And all got to have a mean in Maskana. The mice of the Noedib Yehuda came out, lahalocha, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's chometz. It's chometz, you can't eat it. Hum with the chometz, the right there, Rizal, everybody knows, you have to be more machmed by chometz. Then he said, don't eat it. No, this bocha comes back with a kegel in his hand. He says, you know, I'm starving hungry. I probably haven't eaten anything, and I don't believe they're going to give me anything else to eat. A habamino of the Noedib Yehuda? No, it's also good. Nishkevelach. He thought that it might be okay, had maybe a few riyas. All right, Beseda. He sat down in his room privately, and he ate the whole kegel. Goes to bed that night. Goes to bed. He says, no, Krishma la mitta. Krishma la mitta. I basically ate chometz on Pesach. I'm going to say Krishma la mitta now. Krishma la mitta goes down the window. Next morning he wakes up. Hegel vasa. Bechas ha-toyra. Shachwis. And eventually he goes through the day. Start thinking, well, last night I didn't say Krishma la mitta. I practically ate chometz on Pesach. No, it's a mela. Don't say Bechas ha-toyra. I'm a mela. This. And eventually he went down and down and down until he became a galach. The Noedib Yehuda was hearing this story, and this child was presented to him. And he starts thinking, and he says, I'm telling you now, I'm paskening la halocha, the kegel was 100% mutter for you to eat. There's nothing wrong with it, bechal. What's pshat in the maisa? So the Svarim bring down this maisa, and the pshat is the chayazah. When a Rav paskens a shayla, it's not a jigsaw puzzle. It's not a game of Scrabble. Sort of, you know, take a bit from here, take a bit from there, put it together. Oh, here's a psak. The psak is poil not only in Shamayim, but it's poil also over here in this world, in the Metzius, on the actual Chayfis that the Rav is passing on. I'll give you another Maisa. The Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish tiny like this. The Chazon Ish said that we know that Shi'urim, right? There's many Shi'urim of a Tefach and an Amah and all these sorts of things. It doesn't say anywhere what the Shi'urim are. Elamai. Chazal left it over to us. Every single person in his personal situation, his hand, his finger, whatever it is, that measures the Amah, that measures the Tefach. Said the Chazon Ish tremendously so. He said like this, imagine, there's a halacha in Yeridea, The halacha is that if a chicken falls from 10 tefachim, it's a shaylev nefula, which means pashas its treif, or choshes that maybe something went on inside of it, then lechoyv its treif. No. So there's the chazanish. What happens? If you have two fellows, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven's got a chicken, Shimon's got a chicken. Both of these chickens were standing at exactly the same spot. Both of them fell from exactly the same spot and landed basically in the same place. What happens now? Zuk the chazanish. Reuven goes to his rov, take the chicken, runs to the rov. Shimon takes his chicken, runs to his rov. No, the shayla is what happens now? Reuven comes along with his chicken. The rov says, no, what happened? He told him, it fell down over there, it's a sofik 10 tefachim. So he says, all right. He comes to the market, he starts measuring with his hand against the maisa, and he comes out, the fin cheshvan, it's 9.5, it's kosher, no problem whatsoever, you can eat the chicken. Shimon went to his rov. Now, his rov obviously has a different set of hands to Reuven's rov. And Shimon's rov comes along and says, I'm going to measure it. So he measures it himself. He says, Lafi my cheshbon, stent vachim, it's straight, don't eat it. So the chazan ish, what is it, stam? Just one says this, one says that. So the chazan ish, no. The mitzias is that the chicken of Reuven's chicken that he showed to the rov will live. The chicken of Shimon's that he showed to his rov, that the rov passed in its gosha, its straight, will die. That's the mitzias. There was a Mordechai Kamaisin out to Shul many years ago where a fellow came to the Chazon Ish and he said, Chazon Ish, I have a shayla. I don't know what to do. The doctor told me I'm in such a serious situation of sakonos nefoshes. There's only one cure. Go to Europe. There's a certain place in Europe over there. Go and bathe in the certain springs over there and you'll have a refuah. The doctor told me if I stay here in Eretz Yisrael, there is no chance that I'm going to live. So Chazon Ish, I don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. I want to stay here. Mecha Deis, I should go over there for a few months. So Chazon Ish started thinking and he asked him, tell me your situation. Tell me what is the problem medically with your situation, with your illness. So he started explaining the ganze illness. The Chazon Ish thinks for a moment, he says it's a mefurshe gemara and it's a machloikis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, your exact case, which is obviously talking about an animal, is discussed and the Shulchan Aruch paskins la halacha that it's tahor. It's beseda, you can eat it, it's kosher. Whereas the Ramah paskins, it's tommy, it's not good, it's treif, you got to check it out. That's the machloket between the Rav and the Ramah. Zug de chazan ish, my psak is stay here in Eretz Yisrael. Don't go to Chutz Laaretz. What's the pshat? It says poshet. Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the zone of the Beis Yosef. We're in the zone of the Shulchan Aruch. And if your illness is doimed to that which the Shulchan Aruch spoke about, it means that the Shulchan Aruch is the hara in Eretz Yisrael. And the minute you stay here, later, go to Chutz Laaretz, where there are more paskins. And in your situation, there are more tainis on your situation by an animal. It's treif. It means that lemaisa you'll die over there. So the Chazon Ish told him to do that. What do we see from here? A tremendous yesoid. The yesoid is when a rov paskins something, it's something is shaykhus to the actual metzias. It's not stam he's making up something. As a murder gemaiz for Tepler Gorov. Tepler Gorov Yedua had a mimic that whenever he paskined on a shayl of a chicken or a treifus, whatever, and he said it was kosher, he always said, I'd like to have a little piece of the meat, please. Give me a little sample of it. Why did he do it? Maybe to show everybody that the Maisa, he took a hold of it and he wasn't machme and whatever. No, so that was his minik. Every single time he said it's kosher, he said, give me some of it, I'd like to eat some. So the fella walks in. One day, Erev Shabbos with a ganze chicken, and I was shining with the chicken, and he thinks backwards and forwards, took the teplika, the seder gom, it's kosher. But do me a favor, cut up a little section of the wing, put it into my chun for Shabbos, this way I can become my minig of eating what I paskin on his kosher. So he said, no problem, he cuts it with us, sir. And he puts it over there. He comes running in on Shabbos morning early before davening. He knocks on the teplika's door, and he said, Rebbe, don't eat the chun this week. He said, what happened? He said, I'll tell you a maisa. I said, be honest with you, when I came to you with the shayla, I had already asked the shayla to the Kafar Chaim. The Kafar Chaim at the time told me there's no doubt about it, it's 100% treif. I wasn't happy. I came to you. You told me it's 100% kosher. Now I'm confused. What do I do now? So I davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me a proof. Give me some kind of siman, some kind of sign that this is kosher or it's treif. I don't know what to do. He said, that night in my kitchen on Friday night, a tiny little fire and burnt only the place where the chicken was. It's a simon min ha-shamayim, that is straight, don't eat the cholent. So the teplika, absolutely not. I'm eating my cholent. What's the pshat? But over poshet. Because by me, I paskin it's kosher. So you can give me all the rights in the world, but if I paskin that it's kosher, it's beseder gomor. The yesoid is, when somebody asks a rov a shayla, it's not stam, like we said, a game of Scrabble. It's poyobu metzias on the item that a person asks on. There's a gemara in Chulin Mandala, the gemara, neither also. The Gemara says the Yisoid, Chochom Shetimei Ein Chaveiro Yochol Lihitar, which means that when a chacham, when a rav comes along and he paskins that something is tomei, his friend, another rav, is not allowed to go along and say that it's tahor. As I state the gemara, mafurshi gemara. Now this is a big problem, right? Because everybody likes shopping around. Who doesn't like shopping around, right? You have this all the time, right? I have in there to Israel, I answer for a hotline in Shilas on English-speaking people. So all the time, kaseda. I can tell you that Ashai is like, I recently, a woman calls up and she says to me like this. Says to me, I asked the Shaila ready to rob. I heard your makel, so I'd like to ask you, please. So meicha desa, right? It's unbelievable. Erev Pesach, I remember 2 years ago, Erev Pesach, a fellow runs up to me, mamish distraught. So what's the bayah? It's Erev Pesach after all. So he says to me like this. I special when I made my kitchen, I made it with a pyrolytic oven. Mamish, 900 and whatever it is degrees. It's mamish, burns it out. Leave on home, I can use it for Pesach. Spent a stack gelt on it. I come now to the Rav, I ask him a few shilas, and I mentioned I've got a pyrolytic oven. He says to me, I'm sorry, the Rav over there told him, you're not allowed to use it. So he comes to me now and says, listen, what's the halacha? Am I allowed or am I not? Am I allowed to tell him or am I not allowed to tell him? Nekei Bachudei Yontek, right? This is so shkiyah, my net is wrong when it comes to shvuas. You can't understand the phone calls from people that never asked you a shayla before. All of a sudden, you know, nobody wants the 1.5 tap, right? That's difficult. You even want 1 day, you want 2 days. So you have to know who to ask, right? That's the issue. If you know who to ask, then you know who to call up and say, if you want that psak, then you go to the him. A choshev rov from Chutzot once told me a murdikat, I can't believe such a mice even exists. He says to me that they came up with a computer program, right? We can understand in the digital world. They came up with a computer program with an app, whatever it was, with a color-coded screen. That any time a person had a shiloh of a bara, he had a shiloh of a shmata, he scans it, it's a maisa shoya, he scans it in, and not only do you do that, you have to type in, from where do you come from? Are you Hasidish? Are you Litvish? Are you from this side? Are you from that side? I don't know whatever this means. Right? And the person, and then they'll tell you, remember, according to that, the psak. Now the only problem with that, obviously, is you keep on pressing until you get the right answer that you want over there. So it's a struggle of baya. About Kopanin, there are people that like running around. You know, you don't like the answer by him, you don't like the answer by him. What's the halacha in such a case? And again, it's a mufurshigimor in a few places in Shas, that to go along and ask the Shaila twice, or maybe it's on the road, we'll speak about it in a moment, Beis Hashem. What's the time? What's the reason why it's osa? Again, Shvusha Gemara, Chacham Shetime in Chaveira Yochaletar. What's the pshat? So there's a few shitas in the Rishonim. Shitas HaRavid is, which is also brought down in the Rosh, in the Mitzvah, and other Rishonim as well, is the Yisoid like this, is that the Ravid holds Shavya Chaticha D'Yisura. Shitas HaRavid is Shavya Chaticha D'Yisura. That when you come along and you ask your Rav Shaila, he made the chayfetz into something that's asa. Shavacha tichad yisuru means he pushed it, made it asa. A person has a shay. We know this from Hilchos Nedir, for example. A woman can come along and say that she's tamei. It's shay for a person to chal on something a shame toma. Mimelas of the Ravid pshat and asoy pasuk in the Ritva and pasuk in the Ra'ah and the Rash, but many different mishayim. The tam over here in the Gemara is shavacha tichad yisuru. Fine, asoy states in the Ravid. Comes along the Ran and the Ran is a different pshat. Zug the Ran, the pshat over here is no kvoidoy shel chacham. It's nishkovet. You're going to go from one rav, and then you go to another rav. It's nishkovet. As they state in Ran, that's pshat in the Gemara. Now the Ran brings another reason as well, and he has kedesh lo toru, kebeis toru, salalu oisim, velali materin. Okay, but the ikka reasons that we find in the Achronim is our pidis to Rishonim, which is the Ravid, and the Ran, either shavah chatikah di Yisura, or the pshat is also the Ran, is kvoidoy shel chocham. Manaf gemina la alocha. So we have, for example, shitas haravid. What's the halacha? If a person, for example, goes to one rav, and the rav says to him, it's okay, I allow you to eat it. I want to be machmeh, right? For example, I want to go to somebody else. No, I'm sorry, let's go faket. Let's get easier. He goes to one rav, the rav says, no, you can't have it, you can't do it, you can't eat it, you know, whatever it is. He goes to another rav, the rav says, it's mother. What's halacha now? If it's like the sheep that's harayvit, that the pshat is shavachat hichad yisura, then it's too late. The second rav can't come along and say something, it's mutter, the first one, very pronounced, being awesome. If the reason is kvoidoy shel chacham, so if the second chacham was much a bigger godel than the first, so maybe there's no gam in the kvoidoy of the first one. That could be. That would be one tremendous nafgamina. Another nafgamina. What happens, for example, when a person wants to be machmeh? You know, there are those people out there, right? I had recently a phone call from a younger man in Hilchos Yechut. So he says to me from the beginning, he says, listen here, I want a chumrah. I want to tell my brother or whatever the shayla was that it's asa. I said, this is very rare to have someone that called up and says, I want to be machmeh. Where does it come from, such thing? It's a murdik and mida, unbelievable. Anyway, what's the halacha in such a case? What's the halacha when someone goes to one rav? The rav says to him, besay the gomor, no problem, I want to be machmeh. So if the reason is because of the ravid, shavah chadigah, the yisura, nishkayach, I've had this mutter. He only said it's mutter, I didn't pronounce it's asa, I can go to somebody else. But if the pshat is kvoidei shel chacham, so it's nishkavet. And if, you know, yeah, no, what to us, but it's not covered to go to another Rav after you already went to one Rav. How do we pask in the halacha? How do we pask in the halacha? How do we pask in the halacha? What's the pshat? Come on, afkeminis. The shach in Yerideus and Reshma base paskins la halacha like shitas harayvit. Which means that we paskin la halacha that when a Rav comes along and says something is osa, it's shabbat hachaticha de sura. Which means that there's a metzias over here, as we explained in the beginning from the maises. That is a metzias on the chayfetz. Not that he's telling you, don't do this, don't eat it. He's saying the chayfetz, there's a baya with the chayfetz that's poil in this world, and mimela a person has to be very, very careful. What's the pshat? I'm going to speak out a couple of heterim, obviously. So the first part over here is the Radvaz. The Radvaz wants the Taina. What's pshat in the right? Ma'pshat. Zug the Radvaz, the Meiri, other Rishonim also is Meramis to the Sisoid. And that is, it's a din of a neder. When I go to a Rav, and I ask him a Shaila, and he says it's straight. So I went to him, I'll dast, and I'm going to follow his psak. And therefore, it's a din of a neder. As I state in the Radvaz, the Nitziv, when a Taina know, it's a din in the chayfet, it's not a din in the neder that I'm choyev to go after that. Obviously, this is a tremendous nafkaminis in common situations. For example, what's the halacha in common situations? In other words, what's it negated to? Yeridea, choshemishpah. How can we say it's negated to choshemishpah? Choshemishpah is the pshat that he can get the money, he can't get the money. So chayfet's over here. So it's interesting. There's two heterim which basically come from the same shayrish, and that is like this. The achronim say pshat. When I have a shayla, right? How many shaylas does a person have? In many different situations. You have, for example, a shayla and a shmata. A person has a shayla and a mar, right? As a bedika, he's not sure, is it red, is it not red, whatever it is. He goes to the Rav and he asks the shayla. Same thing, person has a shayla with a chicken soup. The milk fell in, it didn't fell in, how much? Shishim, not shishim. I didn't know that. Look, so I go to the Rav. Now, over here, it's a din in the chifetz. That means when the Rav comes along to Paskin, he's not Paskin based on something he saw in some kitzah sefer. He's basing his psach on a svora, on something which is negay, which you can't find bechlal. Right, now you have such shaylas like that, right? Recently, for example, a fellow came to me with a new game that they came out in Eretz Yisrael. A beautiful game for the kids. A shayla, is it mutter or is it osa? This is not discussed in any sefer whatsoever. A young man called me recently from one of the kids from somebody in the shed this morning. And he calls me up with a new shayla of a kettle that they came up in Eretz Yisrael. A whole shayla, a kettle, you can use it, you can't use it on Shabbos. A beautiful shayla. Again, this is something that is not discussed anywhere in the Sforim. That means the Rav has to come to side based on what he learned, based on Sforim, based on Shimush. And he has to paskin the shayla. That is shaykh this issa of shabbat chaticha desur lefi the rive lefi the gemara, because there's a chaticha. But if there's no chaticha, then there's no problem. So, for example, when you have a shayla, did I say, for example, I have a shayla hilchos brachos? I have a shayla hilchos brachos. You know, many people have shaylas in hilchos brachos. Maybe it's ikka b'tofel, maybe it's shina mokum. They don't know that halacha. Now, again, do you need a psak for such a thing? You don't need a psak. You don't need a psak. You probably need someone who's got the ideas, who knows the mishabur. You need someone that knows kiveh. You need someone that knows psak. Mimela, there's a moedika oruch ha-shulchan. The oruch ha-shulchan, I showed this oruch ha-shulchan to a very chosh of a dayan. He was tremendously happy. The oruch ha-shulchan says, bizmaneinu, we don't have a psak. Again, obviously there are those things that do have a psak, right? A bedika smara for sure has a psak. A pot, for example, has a psak. But most of the shaylas that people have don't have a psak. It's not a psak, it's somebody that knows the halacha. Mimelis of the Aruch HaShulchan. When you go to somebody with a shayla, that's not tali and psak. It's tali and what was he makabel. It's tali and, for example, how did he learn the Mishnah Berurah? But it's not a psak to the Aruch HaShulchan. We don't have a problem with going from one to the other. Number two, if it's not a chayfetz itself that I'm asking, people have shayla, stam and ilcha shabbat. It's not against them right now. Stam, I always wanted to know. Do I have to, am I allowed to do this? Am I not allowed to do this? You know, people learning the sugyas, they like to ask what's going on. Am I allowed? Am I not allowed? It's not chal on the chayfetz. Whenever there's no chayfetz to be chalon, since we paskin like the ravid, that shabbat chaticha the surah means that it has to be chal on an actual chaticha. So anyway, there's no chaticha, there's nothing to be chalon. So it's going to be mutter in that case. Another example: what happens if you've got kamar rabbonim? This is extremely negay. A fellow called me up from the shuk when it comes to dalet minim. This is such a shkiyach shaila, right? You go, I don't know about him. Stom is the same thing as well. And there to Israel, you've got tables and tables of rabbonim who are answering shailas and dalet minim. You go with your lulav and your esrog and you tell them what to do. A fellow calls me up. He says to me like this: I went to two rabbonim over there on the table. This one told me my esrog is kosher. This one told me it's not kosher. No, I want to go to the third one. Obviously, shiviach bimene. What's halacha? Am I allowed or not allowed? So be'etzem mufurish shachar v'dein yodeis in rishman base. When the shach says mufurish, calls man, the first rob didn't. really finish, and they're sitting all together in one place, then that's not called the psak, and therefore I'm allowed to go from one to the other. As I state mufurish in the shach over there, number two, there's a mufurish of Biskei Tshuva in Yeridei Simukut Beis, where the Biskei Tshuva writes, this halacha is only negeir to the paiskim, meaning, and the Aruch HaShulchan also spells that mufurish over there in Yeridei, that when we're discussing over here a shayla of going to a rav, what does that mean? A rav means somebody who's paskening shaylas, who's got shimush in Tamidei Chachomim, and he has the korech of psak. Stamps with the Biskei Tshuva over there in Yeridei to ask people that are learning the halacha. And you see a fellow with a chelik gimel, you think, oh, Baruch Hashem, he must be a bogin hilchos Shabbos. You go up and ask him a shayla. Then a vada, this halacha is not chal. That's a double poshut bechlal. That obviously it doesn't happen over there. Number two, number four, whatever we're holding right now. What if the rav made a mistake? What if the rav made a mistake? I had a fellow from the Meir Yeshiva. He calls me up with the following shayla. Unbelievable. He says he found 100 shekel sitting in the middle of the street. There's nobody around. It's got no siman bechlal. Everybody knows. The kindergarten kids know what the halacha is in such a case. You don't even need a dime for such a thing. It's a poshut shayla, right? So he decided, no, I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm who knows what. So he went to the rav over there that was sitting near the Meir, and he said, Rebbe, what do I do? Can I keep the 100 shekel? Can I not keep the 100 shekel? So the rav said to him, him and her, I think you should be machme, Shabbos Habeda, put up a sign, a ganze meisa. So that's weird, okay. So he went around to ask different people in the mayor over there, and each way, he told me, are 7 rabbonim. 7 rabbonim over there told him, I don't know what you're talking about, mei chadeisa, this rov over here, paskin to you that you have to do something over there, that doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mokum bachal, there's no siman, obviously we're not paskin the shayla of Chisham Mishpah right now, but stop, the idea. So the halacha in such a case is be'ezem from Furush Ramah. The Ramah over there in Yeridei Rishon Beis writes that if the first Rav made a mistake and the second Rav can come along and say no, he's a toyed v'dvar Mishnah. He made a mistake. He possibly made a mistake. Maybe he wasn't thinking. Maybe he was thinking about something else, whatever it was. Or he has a Kabbalah, for example, that he made a mistake, the other one. So in that case, it's also more tough. Because the Maisa over here, when you're dealing with the fact that he made a mistake, then there is no problem with such a thing over there. Let me just finish with a couple of things like this. People like to ask questions, right? People should ask questions. Be'etzem, a person shouldn't come out of here and say, Be'etzem, you don't have to ask questions. There's a Mefurish Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Vav writes that if a person has a sofik, there's a sofik in halacha. So the Gemara, what do you do? Says, well, push it. If it's a doraisa, no, you got to be machmeh. Sofik doraisa l'chumah. If it's a drabonon, sofik drabonon l'kula. The problem with that is, ask all the rishonim over there. Say to Rishonim, it's a Mufurish Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that a person is allowed to pass him either like Beis Shammai, either like Beis Hillel, just not like both. Aye, fit the Rishonim, the Ritzvah, the Mi'iri, all the Rishonim over there in the Sugya. Ask the Kasha, Slicha, what are you talking about? Mufurish Gemara, that if it's a Doraisa, you've got to be Machmen. If it's a Drabonon, you've got to be Mekel. What's Prat Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? Zut the Ritzvah, if you want to have a look, the Chazan Ish at the end of Seder Shmita, he writes the same Yisoid as well, Kvaldig Yisoid. Said the Chazan Ish like this, in a Hanami. When a person has a sofek be'etzem, it's a shayla from a doraisa, machme. Shayla v'drabonon, meikel. That's the klal. Says the Chazon Ish, that's if you don't have a rov. If you have a rov that you ask, this is your rov that you ask a shayla, your rov has the koyach that he can decide between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, even if it's on a doraisa. That's the side of the Chazon Ish over there. So a person often thinks, you know, it's better not to ask. What do I have to ask for? If I don't know, I don't get anything. Lemaisa is not true, because again, I'll pee this yisoid. A person must ask a shayla, because at the end of the day, the rov could be more makel than he himself can be. Now, the Maisa Enoch and Amu, we pass on like Shitas Haravit. And Shitas Haravit means Shavi Chatiche de Yisura, and we mention a lot of the Heteim, which Bisman Azeb, Bismanenu nowadays, it means that a lot of the Shailas that people are asking are Shailas or Be'etzem, most of them are Chisoin Yediya. Bosh of the Shail of Ikev Atofel, a Shail in Hilchas this, a Shail in Hilchas that, Tfilas Kei, all sorts of Shailas. Most of them are Poshet, normal halakha that people just don't know. You ask a Rav, it's not Chal de Issa, you have a right to go La Halacha to somebody else to get another opinion. La Halacha. Masha'enkin, if it's on a chifetz itself, it's on something that you have in your hands, tangible, that the rov is passing on, say nachanami, then you don't have a heter in that case, because again, shavet chatika desur. However, we have shitas haran, and we always have to remember shitas haran that are gedolei achronim that paskin like shitas haran, even though we don't paskin like it lahalocha, that are gedolei achronim that do paskin like the shitas haran. And the ran's yisoid is kvoidoi shel chocham. Kvoidoi shel chocham means, it's a poshut yisoid when a person goes to one rov and he goes to another rov. It's not kvoidu shel chacham echad. That obviously that means that even if he doesn't know, I'm going to go behind his back, he's not going to know. But otherwise, it's the same halacha. I had a fellow, for example, I'm not going to say where. There's a certain place in Chutzlaritz. There's a shayla erupted over there with the Heilige Gitzulent. You know, so the shayla comes up with the Heilige Gitzulent on Shabbos morning when people knock on my door on the Shabbos morning with the shayla and the Gitzulent. So we take it seriously. The Gitzulent on Shabbos morning is a very choshev of Michael on Shabbos. No, there are more over there. Mishnah Zayin, it's the first of the Avul on Shabbos. Akoponim. This fellow had a shayla with the Gitzulent. So his shayla was, can you eat it? Can you not eat it? It's a shayla of Chazor and Shehir, whatever. So there was a place in Chutzlaritz. The son, who was learning in yeshiva at the time, he told Rabbi the Maisa, and he says, listen, he says to his father, I'm going to Rav A. Now, Rav A was Yadua, so I'm not saying the place, was Yadua to be Machme. Everybody knows he had a sort of Machme eye, right? So the father said, Mishiga, I want to eat my chulant. Not to tell me to eat it on Shabbos. I'm like, eat on Shabbos, no? So he says, I'm going to a different Rav. Peseda. So that's what he does, that he doesn't tell the son this, right? The son comes back, and he says, the Murdi Gazach. The son comes back and said, the Rav said to me, it's Mutter. The father couldn't believe it. He said, the Rav told me that it's also. He couldn't believe it. So there you have a Shita Haran. The Maisa, the Ran over here, Kvodesh Shel Chacham, it's a tremendous Yisoid. I want to just finish with a Murdika Maisa. It's also Yudhika Maisa, but it's a very Choshev Maisa as well. The Rav in Slutz was the Ritvaz, Rabbi Yaakov David Velitsky, famous, the Ritvaz. Anyone learn Hilcha Shviyas knows that the Ritvaz is Mamish Yadua, Mesech the Shviyas, and when it talks about the Halachas, the Ritvaz was the Rav of Slutz. At the time of the Ritvaz, when he was the Rav, they also had a Rosh Hashiva. Who was the Rosh Hashiva of this man? The Ritvaz? Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. Rabbi Zalman was the Rosh Hashiva. The Ritvaz was the Murad Asra. He was the Murad Asra of the place. The problem was, people didn't like it. He was the Murad Asra. He pushed it around the whole stock. He decided everything, anything was good, anything was bad. And he was a koyach. Kamesh Dalav Chalki Shulchan Aruch on his fingertips like this. It's unbelievable. But the people didn't like it so much. Meichatesi, he has the right to make all decisions. So he decided to say that we're going to go along, and we're going to go along and make our own base there, our own this, that, and the other, whatever it was. They did something against his will behind his back. And he was very, very upset. He was extremely upset. That's the Shabbos. That Shabbos, it's almost said over the Maisa. That Shabbos, he went over to the Bima, right? It was one place, one shul, one Moed Asra, one Sibul. And he went up to the Bima, and he clapped on the Bima, the whole place fell silent. And he said, Rabbi Yisai. And he said, if Yaakov David would have been a carpenter, they never would have done it. If Yaakov David would have been a tailor, they never would have done it. The only reason that they did this is because I learned your Heilige Torah. Rabbi Shalala. For my covered, I'm Moichel. Oh, but the covered of your Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, I'm not Moichel. And I'm asking that these members who did this behind my back should die within the year. That's what he said. The Oilu went crazy, Mechatesa, Azaklala, from a tzadi like that. Rabbi Zalman was saying over the mice, he was trembling. And they went to Rabbi Zalman and said, Rabbi, you must do something about this. This is terrible. So he went to Rabbi Zalman, and Rabbi Zalman said, okay, I'll try. So he went over to the Ritvaz, and he said to the Ritvaz, you know, maybe it'll be a Chilul Hashem. Can you imagine what will happen if they don't die within the year? There'll be a tremendous Chilul Hashem, and people will talk about you, this, that, and the other. He said, you're right, no problem, I'll fix it. He goes over to the Bima, and he said, I'm worried that there should never be Chas V'Shalom a Chilul Hashem. Therefore, I'm asking that these people that did it should die within 3 months. And kachaba, that's what happened. Remain, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to remember such a tremendous yisoid that we have over here. Enachanami paskan ashita sarayvit shabach hatira the yisura. But we have the Ran also kvoidei shel chacham. There's a begam in the chacham. We have to be careful when we ask shaylas how to treat the chacham, how to treat the rav, to go behind his back and ask a different shayla to somebody else. Enachanami smota. But we have to be very, very, very careful in these times of kvoidei shel chacham. We have siyab eiz Hashem siyat tishmaya to be kind to halachas.